We've turned this studio into an absolute party. Gearing up for one of my favorite events of the year, the world's largest truck convoy, taking place on Saturday. We have, as always, from Special Olympics of Manitoba with us. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us on.
It's always good to see your face, and we know that when your face is here, we got great things on the horizon, and this event on Saturday is going to be incredible.
Yeah, Brody, you know the event well. You are at you'll be at your fifth World's Largest Truck Convoy in a row. We love having you, and yeah, like you're saying, it's always a great time. It's a huge fundraising event for Special Olympics Manitoba, and the trucking community in Manitoba, they come out in hordes, and they just support our athletes year after year, and we really, really appreciate their supports, and it's going to be a great day.
Okay, I just have to let you know, though, for the fifth anniversary, it's a truck. I get a truck.
Yeah.
I get to drive my truck.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm going to get a truck.
That seemed to me like a Power Wheels truck.
That's about it, eh?
Still a truck.
How many trucks are we talking?
Well, last year we had just over 200 trucks. So it's we do one lap around the perimeter, and it's really an impressive sight to see. And people come out and watch on the side of the perimeter, all along the perimeter. Then we do our staging at Oak Bluff Recreation Center. So if you want to see the start or the end of the convoy, that's a great place to come. And we're serving breakfast and lunch. So it's definitely a nice family atmosphere. So you can come on down and see all the truck drivers that are supporting our Special Olympics athletes.
Now, we got a couple guests that you brought along with you today, Steve. And I wanted to ask you first before, because we will be talking to one of the athletes. But I want to ask you about the athletes. You have a lot of athletes in your organization.
Yeah, we have over 1,700 athletes in Manitoba from 7 different regions. So, you know, we have great athletes in the West Man region, all the way up in East Man. In Winnipeg, of course, we have a lot of athletes. But there are 18 different sports in Manitoba, so we offer a lot of different sports, and it's really an awesome organization for, you know, providing sport opportunities to Manitobans with an intellectual disability.
Well, we have one of those athletes right now coming up to the mic. And David, the last time I saw you was at karaoke at Fox and the Hound at like 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
I saw you there too.
Yeah. What were you doing out so late?
Listening to my sister sing.
Was she good? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really good. So what do you love about Special Olympics?
Everything.
And you play floor hockey. So what is your favorite part about that?
Just being there with my team.
And you've been with your team for a long time. How long have you been with Special Olympics?
17 years.
That's incredible, man. 17 years. So you're going to be there on Saturday for the world's largest truck convoy.
Yes, I am.
You want to come in my truck? I get a truck for my fifth anniversary.
No, he doesn't.
It's a four-wheeler.
Thanks for swinging by, man. You know, the truckers, the trucking community that we have here in Winnipeg is massive, but it stretches further than Winnipeg. And that's what the Manitoba's the truck convoy is about. We're getting truckers in from Brandon. And actually, in from Brandon right now, Murray is joining us here. You do a ton. Your entire family gets involved. You had a big barbecue leading up to this. Are you here to challenge other truckers to do the same?
Well, that'd be awesome if they did that.
And it's not that hard either. You basically got your friends together, your coworkers together, and you raised a bunch of money.
Well, let's see. The wife did the logistics, and I just showed up.
Okay. Oh, so you put it on your wife's shoulders.
No. I'm just saying she did the logistics, and then I had to make sure I was there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And why is this event so important to your family?
We have two grandsons that are Special Olympics athletes.
And how? Yeah. And you get to see the excitement on their faces when they're involved in it.
Well, I get to see the videos and the photos.
Yeah.
Because when they have the court, when they're doing it, I'm out in the road somewhere.
Yeah. Did you know going into trucking how ridiculously giving the industry is?
Not when I first started, no.
No. Is it? And it's kind of like a sudden realization then. Because even I wasn't familiar with it either until I moved to Winnipeg, and you got out there and you're like, you got to be kidding me. Like, these truck drivers are out there working their tail off, and then on their days off, now they're ripping around the perimeter.
Yeah, well, we're family members too, right? We're family.
Yeah.
And the trucking community is a family.
Yeah.
So we support each other and all good causes, and this is a fabulous one.
Well, you certainly support it. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday as well. Is it your truck that I get? I'm still working this angle.
You don't get a truck,
Brody.
Trying
to get a truck. I'm sorry.
I am not going to give up until I get my truck. So, Stephen, information on how people could start donating today if they can't make it on Saturday?
Yeah, well, all the information is on our website, specialolympics.mb.ca, and you can go on to that website and find a participant to support You can pledge a certain driver. So, yeah, you can go on the site and find Murray here and pledge him. And, you know, Murray's done a lot of fundraising efforts. So if you want to help him out and help him support our athletes, that'd be really great.
That would be terrific. Saturday morning, we'll see you then. And if you get a chance and opportunity to be in it, you should be in it one day. If you're a trucker and you're looking for something to do on Saturday, it's cool for them to just show up that day, right?
Yeah, it's such a great event for the trucking community. It's almost like, you know, they're Super Bowl of the year. Everyone comes out. It's a really, really positive atmosphere.
And then we go have nachos, like Super Bowl. Is that the deal?
That's right. Yeah. All right, right on. We got, you know, we have pizza this year. Yeah. So come on out for some
even
pizza.
Better.
Jess is there.
I'll be there.
You don't get a truck, though. It's your first year.